Someone sells his donkey, and machar is hasiach. He includes in the sale the foal of the donkey. If it's still what you were feeding the foal, so in that case the foal is sold with it. But machar is a para. But if you sell a cow, lo machar is bena. You do not sell if it's got a young over there. It doesn't cough, right? So it brings over here in the Kati, what's the difference? The difference is that nobody buys a donkey for its milk. So when he says to the, if the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you my donkey and it's nursing, and the buyer buys it, so we assume that he's buying the donkey but a cow. People do buy cows for their milk. So it could be when he bought the cow, could be that he just wanted the cow for the milk. He didn't want the young to come with it. So that would be the difference in that case. Lo machar, machar ashba, machar zivla. If you sell your dung heap, you've sold the manure. The manure is included in it. Machar bor, if you sell, one who sells a cistern. Machar maimav, has sold its water. But he brings over, it's actually quite a big machlokas whether the water is included in the sale or not. Machar kaveres, machar devorim, one who sells a beehive, also sells the bees that go with it. Machar shovach, machar yonim, one who sells a dove coat, sells the doves. Then it all goes within these cases. Halokach perish shovach mechavara, but someone who buys the fruits of the dove coat, meaning he buys the young that are going to be born. Let's say for the next 6 months, any young that are born or will be man. In that case, mafriach bereicha rishona, the first pair that are born are left behind in the davkot. And the Kati says, because if the first pair that are born are taken away, the parents are also going to leave. So the understanding of this, you leave the firstborns behind, and they'll keep the parents then, and then after that, the buyer takes. Paris kaveris, if you buy the fruits of a beehive, in other words, the bees that will be hatched in the coming year, notel shlosh in the chilin. So what you then do is you take the first three swarms that emerge from the beehive, the buyer will take them, and then they alternate, meaning the next swarm that's born will be left in the beehive, and the next one will be taken, and that's to keep the beehive populated and productive. Otherwise, if he just keeps taking all the new bees that are born, the beehive's going to go away. Chalos dvash, if a person buys honeycombs, then manech shtei chalos, he should leave behind two honeycombs in the hive in order to supply nourishment for the bees. So even though he buys them all, we still leave behind two to supply the bees with honey. Zaisim lakots, olives for cutting down, menevshtei grufios. This is the last thing of the Mishnah. He leaves behind two shoots. So if one buys the olive trees, and what he wants to do is cut down the olive trees. That's why he's buying them. He's buying them for the wood, basically. Mm-hmm. Not buying them for the olive trees. He needs to leave over two branches on each tree so that the tree will regrow. Can't completely chop down the olive tree.